about to take a ride on the MCT.
Hey, how's it going?
Funko Pop. What's up, Greg Walden? We got him on the phone here.
Awesome.
It is an emergency MCD podcast, guys. We thought we'd do this just for fun here. Greg Walden, is that Bill Belichick is on the way out?
Yep, I saw that this morning.
So,
it's official.
It's time. So, yeah, I was looking through a bunch of different articles, but Bill Belichick, there are rumors technically at this point, but everyone's reporting it. It looks like it's a pretty legit deal at this point, but reading from... Let's see, just one that I had was CBS Sports. It says, with Bill Belichick struggling through the worst season of his Patriots career, there's rampant speculation over the past few weeks that his time in New England could be soon coming to an end. Although Robert Kraft has stayed silent on the topic of Belichick's future, over the past few months, it appears that the Patriots owner might have already made a decision about what's going to happen with his head coach. According to Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston, Kraft has already decided that he's going to move on from Bill Belichick, and he apparently made the decision after watching his Patriots lose to the Colts 10-6 in a game that was played in Frankfurt, Germany on November 12th. So, not surprising, but the end of a big epic era coming to an end, Greg Walden.
Well, you know, to our credit, we've been kind of unofficially predicting this for the last couple months. So I think we actually beat the news.
Yeah, coming out of it, right. And I think what'll be, you know, the storylines coming out of it will be, you know, what's sad, you know, greatness usually never comes to a great end. Maybe I would say it like that, you know, especially when it comes to sports. You got Michael Jordan, you know, retiring with the Washington Wizards. You get, you know, there's very few of these sports, whether it be players or coaches, that end on the highest of highs.
Yeah, it's like anything in life, you know, you have your mountains and your valleys, you know. You go through a period of everything's going great, then you fall into the valley, and unfortunately in the sports world, once you fall in the valley, they end up pushing up the cliff. So.
And I got a special one for you here, Greg Walden. I actually called President Joe Biden, and I was like, President Joe Biden, it's Pastor Jeremiah, Grace Point, and I just want to get your thoughts on this before we do an emergency podcast. Here's what he said.
Come on, man. What are we talking about?
Come on, man. 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 Come on, man.
Come on, man. How many push-ups you want to do here, pal?
So, I mean, no other words, but come on, man. You're going to fire Bill Belichick after all these years of glory and goodness. And yeah, anyway, I think, the storyline will be, which it has been since Brady left, is who gets most credit for this dynasty. Was it Belichick? Was it Brady? And I think Brady's going to continue to get most of the pie or more of the pie than Bill Belichick at this point.
Well, I'd say as far as the actual performance part of it, Brady was it. But obviously, Bill Belichick had a lot to do with, getting the players in place. And he had Brady, he had Gronk, and he had Edelman.
Edelman, Gronk. Yep. He had Randy Moss, but he didn't get a championship with Randy Moss.
Right. But, you know, obviously Bill Belichick did have some part to play as far as he's getting the right pieces and players there to make it happen. But as far as the actual making it happen, it was pretty much Brady and Brady and the players.
Yeah. If you look at his, just a quick deal, Wikipedia search, a lot of people, his coaching career consists of New York Giants, 1979 to 1990. I don't believe that was head coaching position. Cleveland Browns, that was head coaching position, 91 to 95. And that's where a lot of people, he got fired from that one, was not looking like you some legendary coach. Then the New England Patriots in 96, that was like, I think, an associate type position. New York Jets, 97-99, and then New England Patriots, 2000 to the present. And so obviously things included Tom Brady as part of that. They had the perfect season with Randy Moss, Spygate, a lot of people, you know, haters of the Patriots because of Spygate and those kind of things. So he had a very interesting career, but he's going to be one of the all-time best for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't take anything from Bill Belichick. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in the league history. So you can't take that away from him.
Yep.
Um, so So just like other coaches, like Andy Reid, like when with these Eagles, he went to the NFC Championship and lost it.
Exactly. Yep.
And then he comes to the Chiefs, and now he's doing great. He had a great run. So I mean, it's a combination of coach and players. You can't just say, "Oh, well, the coach by itself or the players by itself." A lot of times, it's the coach and the players.
Yeah.
You know, they get that right chemistry, the players and coaching, and then that usually helps build the championship caliber team.
I kind of relate. Again, I'm an NBA guy, so I put it in this vein or make this connection point. I think a good comp or a good comparison would be Phil Jackson. So Phil Jackson, NBA coach, a lot of people don't look at him as the all-time GOAT of coaches, yet he has the most championships, 11 NBA rings. And a lot of people say, well, 6 of those were with Jordan and Pippen. 3 of those were with Shaq and Kobe, and the other 2 were with Kobe and Paul Gasol. So every championship he won, he was always loaded. And I think that's a fair comparison to the New England Patriots, is that every championship, they just had superb talent. They were loaded. But it was really a perfect storm, because it's not just one thing, right? It was Bill Belichick. It was Brady. It was Robert Kraft. It was the organization. It was the summation of everything that they did that brought them that success.
Right. I don't think any other team's ever going to go to as many Super Bowls as the Patriots. It's going to take a long time for other franchises to go to the big show as many times as they have been.
Yeah, as much as we're...
times they won a Super Bowl, yeah.
As much as we're in the Chiefs are in a dynasty, I would argue right now, 2 championships, but even my son, who's a big Chiefs fan, is like, "Dad, how many rings do you think they'll get?" And I was like, 3? Maybe 4? You know, that's exceptional. If you could get that many, that's exceptional. You know, but I mean... what they did, amazing. 6 Super Bowl titles.
Yeah.
2002, 2004.
Brady's got 7 rings.
Yeah, Brady's got 7, but the Patriots got the 6. 2002.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they won with the Buccaneers, sorry.
02, 04, 05, 15, 17, and 19, and 11 conference championships. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, even the times that they lost, they've lost handful of Super Bowls too. So they've been to the big game more than any other team will in probably the rest of our lifetime. Probably, I mean, they've got a lot to be hang their head on.
Yep. Let's see, Andy Reid. I googled this fast. Andy Reid versus Bill Belichick. Andy Reid has 4 fewer Super Bowl championships than Bill Belichick, and 48 fewer wins. So the argument is going to probably be, a lot of people are saying this, is that Andy Reid will probably potentially catch Bill Belichick in terms of the wins, but probably not the Super Bowl rings.
Well, I don't know.
It will be a Jordan LeBron conversation. Well, Bill Belichick's got more championships. Yeah, but LeBron's, Andy Reid's got more wins.
Anyway. I was on there's a Chiefs forum on the Facebook, and they were talking about, and I was like, I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan. I love Chiefs, but I'm also an honest fan too. I mean, I'm not going to go, I'm an honest Chiefs fan. I have a feeling unless they solve the discipline problem and they solve a lot of the receiving and some of the key player issues that they got, that if they don't solve those, they're going to go back into the sunset back in the 80s and 90s where they might have some winning season, but they're not going to win any playoff games playing that. I mean, they can't play 4 quarters of football. I mean, I'm going to lay that down in front. They cannot play 4 quarters of football.
Yeah,
I mean, we can blame the refs. We can whine about the refs all we want to, but the fact is they can't play 4 quarters of football. That's just a fact, and you can't deny that. And you cannot be a Super Bowl caliber team and not be able to play 4 quarters of football consistently.
Yeah, and once again, I that was another thing I asked President Joe Biden was, you know, President Biden, how do you feel, watching the Chiefs the last few games? He was like,
"Come on, man. What are we talking about? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man."
I mean, it just, yeah.
He was like, "Hit the baseball. Come on, hit the baseball."
So anyway, final thoughts on Bill Belichick. Amazing career. I do think all good things come to an end. I mean, just nothing lasts forever except for Jesus and eternal life with him.
Right. Right. Like he, even your favorite man, LeBron James, one day he's going to hang the hat, you know.
Yeah, it's going to come. Jordan, whatever, you know, nobody beats Father Time, and no dynasty or team lasts forever.
Right.
There we go. Bill Belichick, emergency podcast. You know, we'll talk. Other debates will be for other times. Greatest coach of all time. Greatest team of all time. But, yeah, things are going to be changing in the NFL. Goodbye, Bill Belichick. Not yet. But, anyway, emergency podcast, Modern Christian Dudes.
Yep.
We got Greg Walden on the line remotely, and there you go.
Have a good guys.
All right.
The best of Mr. Bill here.
Give us your thoughts, guys. We'll talk to you next time. Modern Christian Dudes.
Time to take a ride.